Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we turn now to the Maris poll released today that shows a shifting picture in the New York City mayoral race. Everyone seems to be tweeting about it this morning, except, of course, Anthony Weiner. But there's plenty in the poll for Weiner to mull over as he decides whether to jump into the race. So let's talk about it with Lee Meringoff, head of the Maris poll. Lee, welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. First time we're talking mayoral polling with you this year.
Yeah.
Probably not the last. So the headline number that everyone is mentioning is this top line number of how things would shake out if the votes started today. And in first place with 26% of the vote would be Christine Quinn, but in second place, Anthony Weiner with 15% of the vote. So then the others in the race would then drop down to 11 or 12%, John Liu, Bill de Blasio, Bill Thompson. How do you interpret it?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, as you correctly identified, this does potentially scramble the race because it would make it much harder for someone to get to the 40% needed to avoid a runoff. So if you have Weiner in the contest, it all but makes certain a runoff between the top two finishers, whoever they turn out to be. Whether it ends up Quinn and Weiner, I mean, that's a long way away, and a lot of battles still to be waged on that one. You know, I think there's some encouraging numbers in this for Weiner. There's also some great reluctance on the part of voters. The 15% second place, I think, was somewhat startling for a lot of people. But 46% of Democrats don't even want him to run. 41% have a negative impression of him. And 50%, half of Democrats, say they wouldn't even consider voting for him. So in a sense, yes, he's in this, he has viable numbers, but he's a long way from establishing a credible candidacy, which ultimately he would need to do to get into the numbers that he would need to have eventually.
How rock solid do you think that 50% is? Because that's pretty daunting. And again, you're just talking about Democrats, so this is a Democratic primary
poll, I gather.
But if 50% say they would not even consider voting for him for mayor, that's today. Is that a fungible number once he gets into the race, if he does, and starts showing himself?
Exactly. That's a number he has to really work on. We asked whether people thought he had changed in the last 2 years, and I thought the answer to that was very interesting. I should also point out that we did this in partnership with NBC New York, and Maris did this poll together.
Good.
The Democrats on whether he has changed, 37% say he has, 32% say he hasn't, and 31% just aren't sure whether he's really changed in the last 2 years. So that 31% is, on the one hand, an opportunity for him because they're still open-minded. On the other hand, he needs to really convince them that this is a candidacy that can go the distance, and that he is, in fact, would have the judgment and all the things that people would want to see in the next mayor. That would drive that 50% number down in terms of people who would consider voting for him. He wouldn't want to be there right now as the primary approaches and or potentially even in a runoff with half the electorate Democrats saying they're not even considering voting for him. So he's got to work on that number. But I think this also reflects just that, none of the announced candidates has by any means closed the sale. Only 40% of Democrats tell us they're following the race closely, and, about 1 in 5 are undecided. And even when people tell us who they're going to vote for, about a third of them say they might vote differently. So this is a very fluid and volatile electorate on the Democratic side.
And if Christine Quinn is leading with just 26% of the vote, if it were to turn out that way on primary day, you have to get 40% of the vote to avoid a runoff. So then it would be Quinn versus Weiner. If these numbers were actually the primary day numbers, then you would have a one-on-one Quinn-Weiner runoff. Listeners, we just have a few minutes for this, but very quick on that question, would you consider Anthony Weiner? You don't even have to choose a candidate today, just for this short call-in. Would you consider Anthony Weiner for mayor if you are a registered Democrat in New York City? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, and people are calling in on this already. So Mike in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi.
Well, good morning. Thank you.
Right to the point. Short call.
To what degree that your guest or you can tell us that he's already shown by deed, not just by word or apology, that he's putting the past behind him? Is he contributing time and money or both to an organization that fights against negative stereotypes, negative images of women in the media, violence against women?
Right, I understand. Has he done relevant sort of public service, Lee, and I don't know if you can answer this, relevant to his transgressions?
Yeah, I don't have a detailed answer on that. I would say that just from a somewhat of a distance, you know, there hasn't been a lot of Anthony Weiner around the last 2 years. He's been keeping a very low profile. I think he needs to answer questions that, like Mike just raised, ultimately these questions are going to come up, and he needs to have answers that are convincing. The startling number was he's getting 15%, but that's a long way from any kind of numbers that he ultimately would need to have to get into a runoff, presumably, and also to ultimately get the Democratic nomination. He's got a huge obstacle in front of him. What's interesting is that I think some voters are willing to give him a second chance, and that's something he can build off of if he so chooses.
Sam, in Manhattan, would you consider Weiner?
Well, I guess that's, my name is Sam, that's Dan. Yes, I would, very much so, because when he represented his enclave, he did do what a person is supposed to do in that position of helping them for what they needed.
And I'm going to leave it there. Would consider. Alan in Brooklyn, would you consider him?
For reasons that preceded this scandal, I would not. This scandal seems to only corroborate weaknesses in his character that were evident since 1991, his first primary, which he narrowly won by circulating anonymous flyers that seemed to come from Lou Levin that seemed to condemn Adele Cohen only after he narrowly won that four-way race.
And Alan, I get it, and I'm going to leave it there. Dina in Columbus Circle, or at Columbus Circle, would you consider Weiner?
Because I think he's got, forget about his personal life, he's been a very good politician. But I would consider him, but all the others are so wonderful this year that I would have a hard time deciding who to vote for, because I think they're all great.
A satisfied customer in the Democratic Party in New York City, Lee Benninghoff. Do you have polling that reflects how happy with the field people are in general among New York Democrats like Dina?
They're sort of like lukewarm favorable. Quinn, Thompson, de Blasio are held in fairly good ranking, but everybody's a little less well-liked. The campaign has not connected with voters, but I think the callers were really very interesting because they really reflected exactly. Look, people know who Anthony Weiner is. They have very strong opinions one way or the other. He's very polarizing, so he's got a lot of work to do.
You say people know who Anthony Weiner is. I think your poll found 85% name recognition.
Sure.
Am I looking at that?
Yes. So, the number was 86% among Democrats had an opinion of him. And
so who exactly are these 15% of registered Democrats in New York City who never heard of Anthony Weiner?
You know, you always ask that question. I remember when we do polls about presidents, and I remember in class a long time ago, we were doing a poll on then-President Bush, and it was like 1% or 2% had never heard of him. And someone said, who is this 1% or 2%? I said, that's just not 1% or 2%. That's millions of people. So, you know, people, you know, not necessarily connected and plugged into this. But Weiner, to get back to your other question, you know, Weiner is taking it from Quinn, de Blasio, Thompson, and undecided. Yeah. He's not just, you know, pulling from any one of the other candidates.
Lee Meringoff, head of the Marist poll, the new Marist NBC. New numbers out on Weiner. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, have a great day, Brian.